Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get a notepad, and get a pen if you're able. Then I want you to call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. Today I want to take you in a message done right here at our sanctuary in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 1158 North Little John Drive. We're teaching on the perception of the church. Let's take you into the Word of God and let's get the correct perception of the mind and the heart of God in the Scriptures. God bless you. Let's go into the Word.
I want to look at St. Matthew's chapter 6, verse 22. It says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Now, I looked that word up in the Greek, single, and I found one meaning of that word that I like. It says clear. If your eye be clear, your whole body will be clear. Okay? But in the Scripture it says, if your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? In other words, if the light that's in you is overpowered by darkness, how great is that darkness? Okay, let me kind of give you an example of what I'm after here, because this is not necessarily what I'm going to teach on, but I want to use this scripture because this scripture is so important, and I'm talking about perception. Perception means everything. Believe it or not, perception is your reality. It don't mean that it's reality, but perception is your reality. What you see, what you believe, and what you think, that's your reality. Because that's your perception of it. And if that's true, and it is, we need to make sure what we're perceiving is the truth. I could look at Judy, and I can start thinking. Judy can make some little gestures, and I can start thinking, Judy don't like me. See, I'm looking at that. I'm seeing that. It's my perception. And then she can do something else that just, you know, that, oh, I know she don't like me now. You see what I'm saying? And I start believing that. I start believing what my perception is, what I'm seeing, what I think I'm seeing. And that become my reality, even though it's not true. I remember a preacher told a story. I'm going to try to remember it. And it touched me. He said that he was in this big, big crusade preaching. And they had a woman up front. And she had a problem with her eyes that would roll and stuff. And she couldn't see. And the preacher was up there preaching, he thought, under the power of God. And he kept looking at that woman. And this woman was irritating him while he was preaching. Now, he never said anything. He didn't say anything. But he had all kinds of thoughts running through his mind about this woman. Why is this woman rolling her eyes at me? Now, he's thinking while he's preaching. And at one point while he was preaching, he was ready to stop the service and put her out. Mm-hmm. And this woman's eyes were just rolling all kinds of ways. And he said he went through the whole message preaching, and his perception was messed up of that woman. He did not like that woman sitting there. And he said he started to stop the service and put her out. At the end of the service, when he gave the altar call, the woman came up, got healed from blindness, and God fixed her eyes. The woman was blind. While he was preaching, his perception of that woman was his reality, but that was messed up. You got to watch your perception. Now, there's a message in the body of Christ that, you know, I preach against. I'm not necessarily preaching against nothing. I'm just preaching the truth. I'm preaching the mind of God, and I'm bringing the mind of God back to the church. The only thing it's about is making us all aware of what God expects of us. That's what it's all about. How many want to know that? So I want to teach this lesson, and I don't really even know what I need to call it, but after I finish, I want your perception of God and your perception of the Bible to be right. Amen. That's all I'm after, okay? Because most people in the body, their perception of the Bible is not right. Mine was wrong for a long time, too. And it's because very few of us have really heard the true perspective of God. Because most of the times when you hear people preach, And don't get me wrong, I've done it too. I always include myself. I don't know how anybody can say who he think he is. I'm just somebody that done got it right, trying to tell you to get it right. Amen. But many times I preach this word and I added my humanity in it, you know. I preached this word, and I didn't do it purposely. I just thought that that was right. I picked this holy document up, and I preached it to people. And because I had issues, and because I had things wrong with me, I took and kind of slid some stuff in the message to make provision, to excuse me. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of time, we do that, and we do it unknowingly. And we think we're right. A lot of preachers do that. They still do it and they think they're right. But that is wrong. You don't pick this holy document up and then include your humanity in it and give it to people. God will never get what he wants from the people if we do that. So I, you know, when God opened my eyes, I said, I will never, as long as I live, lower this standard ever again. Amen. And I think y'all know around here, I do my best to keep that standard where it belongs. And I'd rather die than to lower this standard ever again. Because if, amen, give the Lord a praise offering. Because let me, here's what I learned. Here's what I found out. If you put this standard where it belongs, no matter where the people are, no matter where I am, if you put this standard where it belongs, this same word got enough power to pick you up and bring you to the standard, no matter where you are in your life. But now if I lower the standard, then the power of God is not there to pick you up and bring you to a false standard. God ain't picking nobody up. Everybody got issues. But if you put this standard in the right place, this Bible, I'm telling you, will pick you up and bring you up to where you need to be. I'm a living witness. Glory to God. So we preach the standard. And when the church start preaching the standard and loving the people, I guarantee you, you'll see more people living the standard. Amen. So after I finish this message, the picture and the perception of God and his word, I want it to be right. Amen. We don't want our perception to be wrong. Don't be like that preacher preaching and this, wanting to put this woman out the congregation. Amen. All right, and after this message is over, I want you to see in this message, I want your perception of God's love and his mercy and his long-suffering. I want you to have the right perception of it, but I also want you to have a right perception of his judgment, of his justice, of his unwillingness to change his word for anything and anybody. Because I'm telling you, God is a lover. God loves everybody. Let's say this is his standard. He loves you. And I'm going to tell you something. We always say if you don't give up on God, he won't give up on you. Well, that sounds good, but let me tell you something. If you give up on God, God still won't give up on you. That's the truth. He will still try to reach you. Long as you're breathing, God will still try to chase you. He will never force you to do anything. But if you give up on him, he still won't give up on you. That's a good God. Amen. And his love and his mercy will never change in your life. Never. And now watch. Now listen to me closer now, because I want your perception of God to be right. Now, I don't care what you do. It is a fact. You will never change his love for you. Y'all hear me? Ain't nothing you can do to change his love for you. Yeah. Ain't nothing you can do to stop him from chasing you. Because he loves all his creatures. Yeah. He loved the mafia. You don't think he's trying to reach the mafia? Yeah. God is love. His mercy never changed for you. But I want to put his justice, his judgment, and his unwillingness to overlook anything in the Bible, he said, is equal to his love, his mercy, and everything else. That's the perception you got to have of him. Okay, now let's look at a few scripture. And I want to show you the mind of the Bible. We was talking to a gentleman last night, and he received it. But most people don't understand this. I want to show you the mind of the Bible. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of stories in the Bible. There's a lot of teachings in the Bible. Everything equals what I'm about to tell you. Everything. And if it's something you find in here seem like it don't match, I promise you, if you read it in context and you look at it, I promise you, this is the message of God in the Bible that I'm getting ready to present to you. Okay. Now, look at this scripture right here in the Old Testament. It says, stand in awe and sin not. Somebody says, sin not. Here's the message in that scripture right there. Stand in awe. If you reverentially fear God, if you know how awesome He is, you will stand in awe and never disappoint Him. Because that's all that is right there. Sin is nothing but just letting God down. That's all it is. That's you need to. If you have to redefine it, redefine it. Sin is just disappointing God. That's all it is. Okay, it is just letting Him down. But if you stand in awe of Him, if you know how good He is, you stand in awe of Him, this would be your theme, sin not. Okay, and here's a scripture in the Old Testament that says, stand in awe and sin not. Put up the next one, Nisha. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34. Here's another scripture that say, awake to righteousness and what? Now, see, I'm taking some from the old, I'm taking some from the new, and the Bible says you teach a doctrine line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. So that's why I'm taking little pieces everywhere. But all these little pieces matches the whole mind and heart of God. Here's another scripture said, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak to your shame. Now, this is an interesting scripture here, because do you know how many people in the body of Christ don't believe you can, what? Y'all say it.
Sin.
Come on, say it louder.
Sin.
Do you know how many people don't believe that you can stop sinning and never sin again in the body? Do you know that preachers, do you know how many preachers don't believe that? But the whole heart of God and the whole mind of God, and the whole reason why Jesus went through the hell He went through is to destroy the sin that was in your life and now give you the power to never sin again. But yet, most, if not all, of the people in the church don't even believe we can do that. And that's the mind of the Bible. I don't care what you read in that Bible. That's what God is after. Now, why do I preach it so much? Because God got called and appoint somebody to preach. Because how can anybody ever hear it if somebody don't preach it? How many sermons y'all heard this week about sin not? That you can, you know, because somebody's going to say, well, no, all of us have sinned. Yeah, that's true. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But they missed the other verse that says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And then they missed the answer. God forbid. See, they don't preach that to us. And this message is not about trying to jump in anybody's sin today. You know, so calm down. You got to get the standard right first. If the standard is never right, you ain't getting out your sins. But we just got to get the standard right. But they preach these doctrines and then they'll tell you all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, but when you got saved, the glory was returned. And now you're supposed to move from glory to glory. Not from glory to sin. That's what they're not telling us. And it's got everybody's perception in the church messed up. And I'm just trying to get the perception right. I don't want you to put the woman out the church service before she get healed. The woman blind. So we got to get the perception right in the church. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Then now look at this scripture. For some have not the knowledge of God. Now see, you know why I say you guys are blessed here? Because I'm going to just take a guess. Half of y'all, if not all of y'all, have never went to a church where they preach that you can live without sinning. And you ain't got to sin no more till you die. How many of y'all been in a church that done preach that? Raise your hand. Is this the first church you ever heard that in? I say you guys are blessed. Because you know why? Come on, give yourselves a hand. You blessed that God would choose you to hear this. Because everybody hearing it now. But you blessed to run across this. Because I'm telling you, the perception in the body of Christ is messed up. And here, this scripture say, some have not this knowledge. A lot of people don't have this knowledge. Now, you're a step ahead of a lot of people. Well, whatever you do with it is your business, but you got the knowledge of God about it now. So that make you a step ahead of humanity. You have God's knowledge now. And then watch this. Paul said, I speak to your shame. He says, shame on the body of Christ for not knowing this. Shame on that preacher if he'd have put that woman out the church. See, and I'm glad I gave that story. I'm going to keep referring to it. And I'm going to show you that that's just, it's just the same. Shame on us if we don't know this. Shame on us if our perception is messed up in this area. But we're not going to have our perception messed up ever again. We're going to know where God's standard is. Whether we get there or not, we know where the standard is. So awake to righteousness and sin not. Some have not this knowledge, have not the knowledge of God. I speak to your shame. Put the next one up, 1 John 2 and 1. Now, I'm going to read the first part of this one, but we're going to come back and I'm going to look at the rest of it. Because believe it or not, this is going to be God's mercy message. Amen. But I want to read the first part of this. We'll come back to this one. My little children, these things, talking about the whole book of 1 John. Now, some people get 1 John 1 and verse 8. And they'll tell you, and I'm tell y'all people twist things, and Satan had ministers, including me, so you don't think I'm talking about nobody. But I thank God I done repented and got it right. But Satan had ministers taking 1 John 1 and verse 8 that says, if we say we have no sin, we are a liar. And so they'll quote that scripture and say, the Bible says, if you say you have no sin, you're a liar. And that ain't what that scripture means. Because they took it out of the context of what it meant. But if you put it back in the context and read all of it, he's simply saying in God, there's no darkness at all. And if you say you walking in God and have fellowship with God and you got sin, you lying. That's what that scripture said. But we took it out and preached it as if you say you got no sin, you lying. That's the perception we gave to the church. And everybody in the church got the perception, it ain't no way you can stop sinning. Okay, so my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. Somebody says sin not. Now, see, everybody went and jumped to this one. If you sin. Oh, if. That mean I can't. See, the perception. But we're going to come back to this now. We're going to come back to this. Because, look, thank God he made provision to clean us back up if he didn't say when. I heard a preacher, major preacher, preached to millions all across the world, took this scripture, and he said, it says if, but I'm going to say when, because we will sin. I promise you he said that. If I call his name, everybody would know it. You got to be careful that you don't let somebody mess your perception up of the message of the Bible. And he did not say when. When indicate you're going to do it. He said if, conditional. You don't have to sin. But we'll come back to this. It says, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. Now, when I looked at three scriptures, Psalm 4 and 4, 1 Corinthians 15, 34, 1 John 2 and 1, and all of these scriptures say sin not, sin not, sin not. Then Jesus meet an unregenerated woman caught in adultery. His advice to her was go and sin no more. All you see through the whole Bible is sin not. Stop sinning. Sin not. But the perception in the body, we can't stop sinning. Don't y'all know something wrong with that picture? So we got to change our perception of God. If your eye be single, if your eye be clear, your whole body can be full of light. Do you not know I didn't start walking in holiness and righteousness every day and love it? I'm addicted to holiness now. I'm addicted to living without sin. I'm addicted. But do you not know I didn't start getting addicted until my perception changed? Your body, the light of the body is the eye. If your eye be evil, your whole body would be full of darkness. If your perception of the word is wrong, you got a lot of sins. You never gonna deal with the sin problem in your life until your perception is right. All right, get the next one, Nisha. 1 John 1 and verse 5 and 6. Now watch this. Now, do y'all agree that's enough scriptures to say God's trying to send a message? But we got the wrong message. Okay? Now, watch this. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. Watch this. This is the message of the Bible. God is light, and in him is no darkness. None. Darkness represents sin. Darkness. There ain't no darkness in God. None. Okay. That's the message of the Bible. And then he turned around and said, now I want me some children. God said, I want some children. Throughout all the ages, God created all these awesome creatures, all these seraphims and all these mighty creatures. He had never in the history of the universe, never had any children. And God said, I want some children. And so he sent Jesus Christ to die and get all the sin out of humanity. And now he said, anybody that believe on him, I'll take and birth me some children through Jesus. Now here's God's dream. When I birth them, I want Jesus to be the first of many. Come on now. Jesus never sinned. Jesus conquered the devil. But all the rest of his children believe, I can't conquer the devil. I'm going to sin at some point. All right. Perception. The perception of the church is wrong. Yeah. And the perception of the church got to get right before the right product come along. And that's why this message, which has always been in the Bible, is important. Yeah. I wanted to go all over the church, all over the world, because we got to change the perception. Until people's perception change, they will never change. I'm telling you, I live holy. I live righteous. I love every minute of it. My wife lives holy. It's Jesus 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And we love it. But our perception of God is right. Our perception is right. And if your perception is not right, you'll never make it there. Amen. Okay. Okay, let's finish because my time ticking. And declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness. Now, this is the message. There ain't no darkness in God. If we say we're in fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. We lie and do not the truth. Which means, when I don't have sin in my life, I'm in fellowship with the Father. And another key, I'm doing the truth. Okay? Now, he said, now if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. The minute, according to the Bible, now I got too many other scriptures, I just don't have time. I'm trying to beat the clock. The minute you decide that I'm going to do something that displease him, you get in darkness, you lose fellowship. Because he said, if you say you have fellowship with him and you're walking in darkness, you lie and do not the truth. I have to stop doing the truth. I have to take, Sister Peg, I love living righteous. I love being holy. If I decide to take a break from doing the truth, I'm saying I got to take a break from holiness now. I got to take a break from this righteous life now. I ain't taking no breaks. I don't want no breaks. Okay, go to the next one. Let me hurry up. You have to stop doing the truth to get in sin. Okay, John 12, 46. Watch this. Look at this. We talked about this Thursday. Jesus talking. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Okay? That's the whole purpose for him coming, to get you out of darkness. Hide in the world, the church, now can accept messages talking about hyper grace and hyper cross that says his grace so powerful that it justifies you even though you got sin. And then preachers saying you can't sin your salvation away. In other words, the sin don't matter because his grace so strong you covered. How in the world that perception get in the church when the whole reason of Jesus coming, the whole reason of the Bible is to get you out of sin. Now he going to give you a grace to cover you in sin. That is such a crazy message. And millions of people buying it hook, line, and sinker and not checking it out. He said, whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words, watch this, hear my words. These are Jesus' words. All these, this is his word. And believe not, I judge him not, for I come not to judge the world, but to save the world. Now watch this. This verse right here, I want to show you how merciful God is. All right, write this down. Ezekiel 3:20 and Ezekiel 18:24. Here is what folks don't realize about sin. Here's what they don't realize, you know. See, they're over here looking at God's mercy, love, kindness. He's good, he's good. And that's true. But here's what you don't see about sin. The minute you sin, you have to turn your back on all that good stuff and get over here and get out of God. And what God say is, now, when you do that, here's what the Bible say. The minute you get over here and sin, God's word said, everything you ever done right, I can't even remember it no more. At that point, go read them scriptures now. God said, the minute you step in sin, all the righteousness you did, I can't even see it. I don't have no record of it. I don't remember it. That's the devastation of sin, and nobody talking about that. Everybody just thinking, well, he's going to forgive me. You just forgot what the Bible really teach. Now watch this. Let me show you the other side of this. When a person come to God and give their life to him and confess their sins, he will forgive you. And watch this. He will blot it out in the sea of forgiveness, and he do not have a record of it. Everybody like that part. They don't like this part. He don't have a record of it when you repent. The minute you step back over there, he don't have a record that he once knew you. That's God's awesome ability, because his justice and his judgment is equal to his love. So if he's fair about not remembering my sin, he's just as fair. I don't even know you. Know mean intimate. I don't know you.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have to cut into the broadcast. I trust you have enjoyed the word today. And I want to encourage you to search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Jesus said in St. John chapter 5, verse 39, it is very important that we search the scripture and we make sure we understand God's heart and God's mind and God's true intentions as to why he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to die on that cross to produce sons after his own kind. Romans 8, verse 29. Jesus was the first of many brethren. All the other brethren should and were supposed to be able to conquer the enemy and maintain holiness and righteousness and live without sinning for the rest of their lives. If we understand the Bible from God's perspective and receive it the way it's written, you will be able to do that. And for more free teaching along these lines and other study guides that we have, call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. If you want to write us, you can write us at Post Office Box 64598, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70896. That's Post Office Box 64598, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70896. You can go to our webpage also and view all the free teaching you like according to the scriptures at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. We meet every Sunday at 1158 North Little John Drive right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. God bless you. This is Apostle Lewis, and we love you. We thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.